This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So thanks for tuning in. Next week, Sherry definitely will be back on the radio show. She's preparing for a workshop that is coming up this Friday. I'm doing this show late on Wednesday evening. That's June 22nd. You're listening to this, obviously, Saturday. However, when you hear this, it'll be too late. But our coming workshop, I mentioned last week, was the 24th at 2 p.m. So even though it's past tense because you're listening to it, next week we'll give you kind of give you the results. But if you didn't get a chance to come to this one, don't worry. We haven't set the date yet, but probably sometime in March we'll have another one. We plan on doing these probably about 10 times a year. I signed a contract for 20 workshops. The first one we're doing is one. They wanted to kind of test it. And then probably from that point out, for every mailer, we'll be doing two. So stay tuned for locations near you. We'll probably do some over in Ohio. I'm not sure where yet. We haven't set the date, although there'll be some people attending from Ohio on the other one. So if you'd like to get more information and get on the list so we can call you when the next one is, let you know the date, just call our toll-free number. Is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. The name of the workshop is called Seven Critical Actions to Take in Case of Dementia. This may shock you, but one person every 65 seconds comes down with some form of dementia. That's Lewy body, Alzheimer's, dementia, some forms of Parkinson's. There's about 20 of them there. And we talk about the caregiving and all that, the first part of it. And then the second part, we talk about the planning. But the planning not only pertains to this particular illness, any catastrophic illness, and we'll be talking about what we do at our office, but any. There are strategies, and we'll talk more about that in a minute, on protecting. That's the one thing if you haven't planned could wipe you out. So again, the name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Herman H., Pennsylvania, zip code 16148, in development called Linden Point. Between my daughter and myself, we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees between ourselves for over 60 years. Not 6 years, over 60 years. I happen to be a master certified estate planner. She's a certified estate planner. Not a financial planner, because financial planner only has to do with financial stuff. We deal with estates and retirement planning, both. So our tagline is, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, and we try to increase your returns if possible and reduce your risk. So if you're driving and you get back to your computer, just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial will take you to an area in Google. Just click on leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, and to go to our website. We have piles of information on that website. We have on-demand seminars. We have flip books. We have lots of videos, free reports, on a lot of things that you can request. So the on-demand seminars, what that means is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's quizzes, there's free reports, and many seminars. One is on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney. Another one is on women in wealth. Another one is, are you ready to retire? One is on Social Security. My daughter used to work for the Social Security office over 20 years ago. That's a big hot item. Most advisors, in fact, I don't think there's any in Western Pennsylvania or Eastern Ohio that's ever worked for the Social Security office, but she has. So we have one on Social Security. We have one on Paycheck for Life. It's called Guaranteed Income. When you get ready to retire, it's usually more about income, not accumulation. You're now going to the distribution phase. And we have a book that I mentioned, we've been offering it. It's called Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation by Matt Sekula. So if you'd like to get a copy of the book and you're not an advisor, just please give us our office a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. You don't have to pay the shipping like some of these people got. You just pay shipping and handling. Now, we don't do that. We pay for that. Send it out. It's very enlightening. It's called, what's the name of the book again? Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. So, again, that website that we have a standalone website called Legacy Financial Presents. .com that you can get those mini seminars, or just Google the word Legacy Financial. It'll take you an area in Google. Just click on the Leave a Legacy button, and when you get to that website, on-demand seminars, you'll see all six of them. One's how to have a tax-free retirement. So there's six mini seminars. So what do we do here at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, one of the things we do, and this is the season, taxes. Yes, taxes. And we're gearing up for it. We did 629. We have another one coming in December. So how do I know how many? We have a software called Drake. We have all 50 states, primarily people from Pennsylvania and Ohio, but we have clients in a variety of different states. I think we did like maybe seven or eight. I'm not sure exactly how many. We have all 50 states. And what we do is we do the 1040 long form or short form. Schedule A, most, that's if you itemize. Most people don't itemize now, but there are some people who do. Schedule B, interest and dividends. We also do Schedule D, included in this price I'm going to give you, which is what? If you buy and sell stocks, we give 10 trades including that price. Most firms charge extra for that. We even throw in a Schedule E. So if you have a rental property, oil and gas, that's included. Now, if you have more than one Schedule E, depending on the length of it, it might be an extra 25 or 35. Same with if you have more than 10 trades and you have, say, for example, 11 to 50 trades, probably about 25. If you have more than 50 trades, because we've had some people have hundreds of them, just call and we can give you a price on that. We raised it this year, but we're giving you some caveats so we can listen up so you can we'll show you how to get it so there's no charge. But it's $150. Last year was $125. $150, but you get auto protection. You say, well, I don't want auto protection. Well, we don't give a choice. We're given to you automatically. But it's got theft, security, all kinds of stuff. You got to read. It's quite a bit of information. If you want the details on it, let me know. But if you refer just one person, doesn't matter the age, you know, the return, but one person you refer, that's not already a tax line, obviously, we'll give you half off. Surely you can think of one person. If you refer two people, you pay one-third the price. If you refer three people, there is no charge. And if you have a local return, you have been working, it's $10 extra. If you have a business schedule, see, you might not remember all that. It's either 25 or 35, depending on the length of it. If you have a corporation, call for prices. So that's one of the things. We do tax preparation, but more importantly, H&R Block, Liberty, usually they don't do tax planning. So our firm does tax planning, and if you have some real complicated stuff that we can't handle, I work with other people, specialties. I couldn't probably carry their sandals, how much information. So it doesn't matter the complexity. I don't care if you're worth $50 million. We have the people connected. The other thing we do is we show people how to avoid probate. We have an attorney here in Pennsylvania. We work with attorneys over in Ohio. On Wills Trust Power of Attorney. Very, very important if you haven't done any estate planning. What's the cost to sit down with the attorney, the initial consultation, there is no charge. We also, if you're getting ready to retire, Social Security. We do Social Security now. As I mentioned earlier, my daughter used to work for Social Security office. We also, this is the one thing, if you haven't planned for, folks, it could wipe you out. And that's how to protect your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both pre-crisis and crisis planning. I'll bet you, if you take this 50-mile radius, most advisors, probably 99%, they don't do that. In fact, their broker-dealer would not allow that, nor do they do taxes. They're not allowed to give tax advice. So we're very comprehensive. It sets us apart. So if you're looking for a company in one stop that has all these services, you come to the right place. So if you haven't planned for that, it could really wipe you out. And how do you do that? There's lots of different strategies. I've talked in the past on the show, but you need to come in for a complimentary consultation. And then when it comes to the investments, you name the investment or savings, we probably have it. We talk about yellow monies, your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. You should have anywhere from 3 months to 6 months to 9 months. And then red monies is anything that has risk. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. That deals with red money, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, et cetera, variable annuities. They have risk. Then green money is long-term CD, savings bond, fixed annuities, index annuities. They all have their positives, and they all have their negatives. They all have their place depending on who you're talking to. So when we come back, we're going to talk about who is a DIY. What does that mean and why they may want to come in and see us? So you listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. What we're going to talk about in this segment is what is a DIY? And then we're going to talk about why you want to come in, not just these individuals, but others, and get a complimentary consultation. So DIY stands for do it yourself. Those who like to do their own planning because they don't trust or have had some bad experience working with so-called other advisor. You know, folks, it's not the 401k plans are necessary, but bad, although I think there's better ways of saving money, especially on a tax-free basis, because your money's locked up in those kind of accounts. But not necessarily they're evil or bad, intrinsically bad about them. Everything has pros and cons. It's just important to understand that if you're counting on them to provide with a reliable, consistent, lifelong retirement income, you're going to what? Have to do it yourself. When it comes to the how money in your plan is invested, it is your responsibility to try to pick the best options from those offered. If you want this money to provide an income in a certain amount and for the rest of life, it is you who must find a way to make that happen. Social Security and employer pensions mean protected lifetime income. Well, that's one of the things they're going to be offered under this new SECURE Act. You have to know which vehicle, what strategy, how to do it. 401k type plans mean, what do they mean? do-it-yourself investments that are either protected or unprotected, depending on your choices. So do you want it protected or unprotected? Or how much percentage you want of each? How much income they provide, and for how long is unprotected, and based on your skill as an investor and money manager. Baby boomers are the first generation that has been forced to deal with widespread transition from the once common protected pension plans to the do-it-yourself 401k type plans. And there's all a variation, 403Bs, 457. They got different names, mean different, but they're similar. Unfortunately, when it comes to do-it-yourself investing, there's a great deal of evidence showing that many people, not all, but many people, haven't done so well. Dalbar, you heard me talk in the past shows about that. Independent research company. They don't work for insurance companies or brokerage. A respected market research firm located in Boston, you can Google them, has been reporting the annual results of its quantitative analysis of investor behavior for almost two decades. In other words, almost 20 years. And the results always indicate that the individual investors consistently underperform both the equities and bond markets for a wide margin. And this is true during both good and poor economic periods. Their report covering a 20-year period ending with the particularly devastating investment year of 2008. Listen to this. 2008 is even more disturbing, saying equity fund investors lost 41.6%, comparing to 37.7% for the S&P during that time. So during a year when the stock market was down 37.7%, the individual investor actually lost an even greater amount of 41.6%. How does the individual do during years when the stock market performed better? According to Dalbar, found from 1986... excuse me, to 2015, ready for this? The average investor substantially underperformed compared to the S&P. Over 30 years, the S&P returned 10.35%, but the average investor, listen to this, return was 3.66. You may not believe it. We have the facts. We have the proof for that. If you want a copy of your report, we can give a copy to you. So what is responsible for this underperformance? What do you think it is? Well, there's much evidence to support that the challenge of do-it-yourself investing, and if you have a 401k, you're doing it yourself, or that our emotions can easily get in the way. The emotions of the typical investor causes him or her to buy and sell at the wrong time. That ever happened to you? I think many people, it has happened. But being a good investor is only half the battle. Once retired, this is why you want to get a copy of that book, Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation by Matt Sokola. But during retirement, investing, like I said, is half the battle. Once retired, the participant must also figure out how to turn what she or he has accumulated in her do-it-yourself work and tape play to what? A reliable, consistent income stream. The distribution phase. Do you have enough to last? That's why you want to go to that site, Legacy Financial Presents, or go to Leave a Legacy. You have those 6-mini seminar. One is called Guaranteed Income. Basically what that is a paycheck for life. In other words, it's a predictable. Now, you can have other accounts, like, you know, you get Social Security, et cetera, but do you have other income that's going to have a predictable that's going to pay you a guaranteed income? Few things will be more important, at least I think, than your future retirement. And the way time flies, it'll happen before you know it. We can help you plan for the inevitable. We can help plan for your taxes because you need to look at taxes. Are you tax diversified? Does all your money in qualified accounts? Do you have some in deferred accounts? Most people like to have it in tax-free accounts. Well, which is the right bucket? It depends on the situation. We have the software and the expertise to talk about taxes diversification. When it comes to investments, we do independent objective analysis on your holdings. On a second meeting, the first meeting you come in, complimentary consultation, no charge for it. We ask you questions. You ask us questions. If it's a good fit, we'll give you some homework, not much. A risk tolerance and capacities information we'll send you because we want to score on to see what you score. And then we're going to build the retirement roadmap. What does that mean? We're going to take all your investments, inflation, rate of return, date of death. People always like to know when they're going to die. So you want to come in for that information for sure. Pension if you have it, Social Security. And we can play around with it. We do it on a big screen. It's eye-opener, folks. We're going to show you the road that you're on. Do you have enough money to last for you and your spouse or if you're single? And if it doesn't work out, what if we did this? Backspace, put this information out. It's an eye-opener, folks. That's why income planning is where it's at. Accumulation is very important. Then the third meeting, we start offering solutions. Now, because we're fiduciaries, we represent you, where brokers don't represent you. We're going to give you the pros and cons based on how to solve your plan, your issue. So we built right in front of you. So usually it's done at the third meeting, sometimes the fourth, usually most time it's third. And if taxes, you got to come in and see for that. If you get a lot of qualified cons, we've got some eye-opener for that. That's why I say sometimes it's the third or fourth because we're showing the tax diversification maybe on the third meeting, sometimes the second meeting. It depends. But if you'd like to get the independent objective analysis, the retirement roadmap, complementary orientation, if you want to learn more about it, you can call our toll-free number, learn more, or just set up a meeting. What's the charge again? No charge. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. I say go to the phones. We have limited time, especially after this workshop. You know, we're going to be pretty busy, but schedule it. Sometimes it might be 2-3 weeks out, but get on the calendar. Again, leave your checkbook at home and say, I'd like to get that complimentary consultation. Or I missed part of what he was talking about, and I'd like to learn more about it. Set up a phone call. Again, the toll-free number is 800-264-4963. If you're driving, when you get back, just Google the word Legacy Financial. It'll take you in the area on Google. You'll see Leave a Legacy. Just click on that button, take it to our website. Lots of good information. We have a tax website called InnovationTaxService.com. InnovationTaxService.com. When you get our new information, we'll update that. It's got some of the old information on, but we'll be updating. I already gave you the prices for our new prices for 2020. So, again, what's our toll-free number? 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the retirement roadmap, about that book called Smart Retirement, Strategic Moving Around Retirement Taxation. We'll talk more about how to get that, written by Matt Sekula. And then you want to stay to the end because these impeachment hearings are going on. And I was up kind of late last night watching some of them, so we got some juicy information. So please stay tuned to the end.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dave and Sherry Show. And my name is David Gallner. So we're going to be talking about on this segment is in a book called Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. I mentioned it throughout the show several times. Who wrote the book? Matt Sekula. Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. If you'd like to get a copy of this book, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call, toll free at 800-264-4963. And there's no charge for this book if you're not an advisor. I just like to talk to you for 5 minutes, and we'll send the book out, including shipping, and there's no handling. There's no charge for it. So we're going to be talking about on this section in the book a little bit is a lot of people think the best place to put money is in a 401k. Now, you heard me talk in the past about these ticking time bombs, 401ks. Well, I know you want to catch your breath and can't believe it. It may become a shock to most of you, considering that the most popular retirement savings vehicle in America is far, you ready for this, the worst. Consider this. If tax rates go up significantly, many of us won't be able to out-earn the negative tax effects without taking considerable added risk. You heard me right. That means it's possible that the balance of your IRA, 401k, thrift program, 457, 403b, these ticking time bombs, and other retirement accounts today is most of these accounts may ever be worth on a net tax adjustment basis. You see, as taxes increase, your pre-tax account next value goes down, excuse me, because you're essentially exposing these dollars. That's why it's quite possible it's better to pay the tax now. That's right. When we know what we have to pay, especially since we're at historically low tax rate. You heard me mention in past shows that kind of nice the blue light specials, because these Tax Cuts and Job Act plan to sunset when? December 31st, 2025. I believe, as many of you do, that taxes are going up. Why? Go to usdebtclock.org, usdebtclock.org. Look at that for a while, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Which means if we pay taxes now, we'll actually be paying at a discount compared to what we will likely pay in the future. So what's good for us isn't the best interest of tax authorities. I like how economist and fellow Forbes contributor Lennon Berman said, the government is bringing in more now, but it's giving up much more in the future. With the near certain passing of some of the retirement plan law, either as a SECURE Act or RESA, now it's a SECURE Act that passed, the RESA was the Senate version, but they decided to tack it onto that spending bill, is nearly a lock that benefits will pay higher income taxes on their inherited IRAs. Well, that's passed now as December 19th or the 20th of 2019, so it's now law. As the Smart Advisor Network, all of our planning is focused on paying the lowest possible effective tax costs. So if that's you and you want to know how to do it, if your advisor or your broker hasn't talked to you about it, they're probably not allowed, so you can't blame them. They're not tax people. They're not even allowed to give tax advice. We at Legacy Financial Strategy and Innovation Tax Service, we specialize in tax diversification. So you might want to give us a call. At the Smart Advisor Network, which we're part of, all of our planning is focused on paying the lowest possible effective tax cut. It does worthwhile repeating. Today, advisors all over the United States fight each other to earn business from affluent Americans to help them manage their money. Their marketing message to these financially well prospective clients is, we will help you earn more. That message is not one I share, because I personally do not believe in fee. He doesn't believe in fee-based management money. We do. We have a division of our company, Legacy Advisor Group, in alternative strategies. So we have that. He doesn't believe that. But it's not only what you earn, you've heard the saying, it's what you keep. What is your net amount? So tax diversification is very, very vital. When you look at the lifetime earnings statistics that you can find within the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Consumer Expenditure Surveys, you'll find that the average American can expect their lifetime income be distributed as follows. And he said, I'm taking some data consolidation and mathematical rounding liberty here. He says 40% to satisfy some form of tax. Now, that may be higher or lower, all types of tax. And let me give you an example. Income tax, payroll tax, sales tax, property tax, tax on utilities, and the list goes on. So it could be higher or lower. 25% on debt payments, mortgages, cars, school loans, credit cards. Some have very little. Some may have more. 25% to supporting our lifestyle. Again, these are all approximations. Buying clothes, food, entertainment, etc. That's the good parts of life. And maybe 10% to savings. So he goes on to say, this is Matt Sekula, wrote the book, The Smart Retirement Plan, or Retirement. Obviously, over time, as debts get paid, the saving rate tends to rise. But 10% is lifetime average, so savings tend to be backloaded in the later working years. But money saved early during youth has more time to compound and grow, which means that the later someone starts inhibits growth potential since the funds have less time to compound. I think that makes sense. Also, today's numbers. For future generations, the disparity between what's spent on lifestyle expenses and savings versus debt may get skewed. In this FOMA field, what is FOMA? Fear of missing out. That's FOMA. Social media fueled society, mature affluent retirees, and those approaching retirement feel their hard-earned money will go to who? You guessed it right. Adult children who do not possess the financial discipline to manage the inheritance. More than once in discussion about tax motivated gifting programs, I've heard, I don't want to throw my hard-earned money at their poor spending habits. You might have said that yourself. If that sounds like you, our Smart Debt-Free for Life gifting program teaches children and grandchildren how to be responsible with your money and eliminate debt and accumulate cash for retirement. So there's a lot of things going on in this book. There's also some websites that we give you a code that you can log in and watch some videos with it. Advisors, too many of them focus on the last piece of the financial puzzle, rooting their ability to help you earn more on the 10% you save. He said, "It to me, it makes the most sense to focus on the big numbers that heavily affect our lifetime financial well-being, and that is what? Taxes and debt if you have it. If we strategically plan to reduce tax and other debt burden, naturally, obviously, the saving rises. But he said when it comes to management of that accumulated 10%, the question remains, which assets are best? Well, he says tax-free is not a standalone solution. You may say, why? Well, I've owned tax-free bonds, he says, in the past, and the bond broker told me they'd be income tax-free, and they were. But they weren't free from the alternative minimum tax, which turned my, he said, my tax-free bonds into taxable bonds. So what's the best option? He says, truly, tax-free is the winner when you can find a way of creating income without any tax ramification is the only way to create completely tax-free income. So he said the key is a smart retirement plan. So excuse me, do you have a smart retirement plan? Well, we're part of that network. We can show you how to do it. It's to lower your effective tax costs to its lowest potential by mixing what? Pre-tax, taxable, and tax-free assets intelligently. Now, if you'd like more information, first of all, get the book. Set up a complimentary consultation. There's no charge for it. Give Legacy Financial Strategy a call. Toll free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. And say, I'd like to get a complimentary consultation. I'd like to get this free book with no shipping, no handling, called The Smart Retirement, written by Matt Sekula. So if that's you, give us a call now. 800-264-4963. If you're driving or in another room, you have nothing to write down, a pen or paper, when you get back to your computer, just Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. It'll take you to a place in Google. Just click on Leave a Legacy, leavealegacy.com. Take you to our website, and it has all our contact information. So you listen to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. And my name is David Gallner. So in this segment, we're going to talk politics. And we're going to be talking about a couple items. And I've played this in the past, but I have to play it again. Now, you won't be able to see the video, but you'll hear the audio, and I think I'm going to be playing it quite frequently until now the election. So who are going to be the candidates running? Well, obviously, President Donald J. Trump will be acquitted. The circus will be over soon. And then the other candidate, if he can make it, if they can get some cue cards and keep him on, straight with the right states that he's in, that's Joe Biden. Yeah, I think they had to make some cue cards that, when he's in Iowa, that he could just have a big sign that says, "You're in Iowa," so he doesn't get confused. Well, one of them has to do with when he was a lifeguard. And I was telling my dentist the other day, and he didn't know this, and I told my nephew, and he didn't know this. I thought everybody who was following any little bit about politics would certainly be aware of this. And basically, it was when he was a lifeguard, Joe Biden. And he says, I used to sit on the stand, the lifeguard, sit next to the pool, and I get hot, he says. I got a lot. Here's what he referred to. I got hairy legs, he said, that turn. Blonde in the sun. They're dark, but they turn in the sun. So he's a magician. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg so it was straight. Then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. Now, for those who don't believe it, we're going to play the audio. So while that's setting up, here we go.
That made me aware when I was in law school, proudly for Holloway, proudly for your dad, first African-American state senator in the state of Delaware. Everything about. And by the way, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what, the men, they're now all men, the guys I work with down here, and they're all guys at the time. They're all good men. Most of them made an awful lot of themselves. And Earl Larkin had a rough time. And some of you knew Earl. I came back as a public defender.
So that's why Donald Trump calls Joey Sleepy Creepy Joey. There's a lot of gaffes. In the book, The Unlikable, Ed Klein wrote a book. And when he was vice president, Joey used to swim. He liked to swim a lot. Well, you know, Secret Service, they have some women and some females. And they had a code word when Joey was swimming in the nude called Cobra. What does that mean? That was a code word. Don't come in the female Secret Service because Joey's now swimming in the nude. So let me ask you this question. Do you want to vote for a candidate? He's pro-abortion. I mean, is he creepy or is he weird? And his mental is starting to slip. And I know you're supposed to not talk about that, but here's the point. If he's going to be a candidate, I think we have a right to speak out. So he probably, if he can make it all the way through, however those hearings, if they want witnesses, you know, they said Joey Biden and his son Hunter is off the table. Well, then there won't be any witnesses if they sit it off the table. But if they do, he may get knocked out. But I don't think they're going to be able to call them as witnesses, which they should be. I would like to hear that. I'd like to hear all those people speak. But it might drag out 2 or 3 months. And I think we've already had enough. We know what this whole thing's about. It's a circus. It's political. They're desperate. And if you listen today, I'm recording. I did this Wednesday, 2 segments yesterday. And this is Thursday. You're listening on a Saturday. And then the other creepy person is Adam Schiff. And what did he say at 1 o'clock? I'm going to paraphrase this. He said, basically, I want to thank the senators for listening to me. I know it's got to be tough sitting here. It's a lot harder for people sitting than me being up here. I'm really into it, but you have to sit there and listen to me. So I want to thank you. But then he said, basically, and I'm paraphrasing this, but of course you had to be in it here anyways, the sergeant of arms, and listen, this is what he said. The sergeant of arms says if you're not here, he says to the senators, you'll be put in prison. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're a senator and he said that, first of all, is that true? If it is, we have a problem here. That the sergeant of arms actually says every day that the senators must be in the chamber, in their seat. If not, they're going to be put in prison. I don't know about you folks. I have a little bit of a problem with that. Anyway, he did mention that, and I don't know if he was using that as a bully tactic or what, but check it out. He said that today. It's Thursday, January 23rd, about 1 o'clock. That was his first introduction. That's what he basically, I'm paraphrasing that. Here's some other information you may or may not be aware of. Let's see if I can pronounce this name correctly. Sierra Mella. So I'll spell it for you. C-I-A-R-A-M-E-L-L-A plotted with future Schiff staffer to take out the president as early as 2017. And that's from an NSC brief report. So Eric Saramella, the CIA analyst, believed by many to be the anonymous whistleblower. You heard me talk about that several weeks ago. Eric Saramella, the CIA analyst, believed by many to be anonymous whistleblower who launched the impeachment inquiry and current staff member for House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, reportedly spoke openly of taking out President Donald Trump just 2 weeks into his administration. Real Clear Investigations reported Wednesday that Saramella and Sean Misko were holdovers from the Obama administration serving on Trump's National Security Council when the alleged incident took place at an all-hands meeting for hundreds of staffers called by the National Security Advisor Michael Flynn in February of 2017. They were popping off about how, listen to this, how they were going to remove Trump from office. No joke, said one ex-colleague who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive matters. Real Clear Investigations reported. A military staffer detailed to the NSC who was seated directly in front of Saramella and Misko during a meeting confirmed hearing them talk about toppling Trump during their private conversation, which the source said lasted about 1 minute. The crowd was preparing to get up and leave the room at the time. report continued. The military detailee related how the two men were huffing and puffing throughout the briefing anytime Flynn said something they didn't like about America First. After Flynn briefed the staff about the America First foreign policy means, Sarah Miller turned to Misko, you ready for this, and commented, "We need to take him out." Who? Donald Trump. The staffer said, and Misko replied, "Yeah, we need to do everything we can to take out the president." Sarah Miller also reportedly told Misko, "We can't let him enact this foreign policy." The military member said he immediately reported what he heard to his superiors. A second source, who was sitting with the military staffer at the NSC meeting, told Real Clear Investigation, "We just thought they were wacky. Little did we know." Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky and Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas have called for Sarah Miller to testify regarding the whistleblower complaint. Do you think that's going to happen? I'd like to see that. But it has not officially been identified as the whistleblower. The analyst returned to the CIA in mid-2017. The complaint alleged that in July 25th phone call, Trump made an overt quid pro quo demand of Ukrainian President Zelensky to open an investigation into the former Vice President Joe Biden. Well, he should. And his son Hunter Biden regarding their dealings in Ukraine in order to receive U.S. military aid. When Trump released the transcript, of course, the whistleblower allegation turned out to be what? False. Go figure. Well, there's more to the story, but hopefully in a couple weeks, this thing will be done. But the Democrats are desperate, desperate, desperate. They want to use it for commercials. They got little Mike wants to spend $2 million. He's not interested in being president. He just wants to run commercials. But what's shallow is, Fox News doesn't report about this, is they want the revenue. All these stations want the revenue for these ads. The Supreme Court ruled many years ago, 9-0, you can spend as much money on your own campaign. Or if you do a super PAC, you're not limited at $2,700. I don't think I should be allowed, but the Supreme Court ruled on it. So there you go. But it's pretty shallow. And I think, now there's some American people, but there is some, believe it or not, will vote based on what a commercial says. That's very superficial, but unfortunately, that's what the way it is for a lot of people in our country. Very unfortunate. So if you want to protect your freedom, get informed, get educated, turn off that communist news network, notice CNN and MSNBC, don't stick your head in the sand. The most important thing is I have another radio show I do on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Same station. Listen, WPIC, called One Way Radio Network. Only one way to heaven. You're going to die. I'm going to die. So where are you going to spend eternity? A man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27. Then comes the judgment. God is a loving God, but he's also a just God. He wants all to come to repentance, 2 Peter 3. Unfortunately, according to Matthew 7, the gate to heaven is narrow. I'm paraphrasing it. The gate to hell is wide. So the gate to heaven is narrow, but the gate to hell is wide. Two main reasons. There could be many other reasons, but two main ones. Ignorance and pride issue. So in order to spend eternity in heaven, it's very simple. He's at the door. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Who do you say this Jesus is? There's two judgments. Judgment seat of Christ for believers. There's the Bema judgment and the great white throne judgment. You don't want to be in front of the great white throne judgment. But that's your choice. You have to repent. In other words, ask for forgiveness. Turn. And accept who? Jesus Christ as the God in meaning your heart. If you do that, you will spend eternity in heaven. Now, you still have that old nature and you have that new nature. The choice is yours. Who will you decide who this Jesus is? Someday, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warriors lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software. We'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and to support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1617. It's called the Evaluator.